The flag's intended location is south of downtown Richmond, but spokesman Barry Eisenhower says they won't disclose where right now.
We've had some articles that were written about this on the internet and Facebook, and we've actually had death threats against some of us already. So we just kind of keep this to ourselves.
He says the group needs money, which it's been raising since the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond removed the battle flag from the Confederate War Memorial. He says to add insult to injury, the Lexington City Council also decided to remove the flags that flew from light poles on Lee Jackson Day. Eisenhower hints that this flag will fly in a place that's symbolic for Confederate soldiers and descendants.
We do have the property. As we put the flagpole up, you'll see it. But again, it's in an area that is, you know, we know for a fact historically the Confederate soldiers fought there, and many have died in that area.
Eisenhower says the group hopes this is the first of several flags to be flown around Virginia. One organization, MoveOn.org, is floating a petition to stop Virginia flaggers. They say the battle flag represents slavery in the Commonwealth's dark past. Virginia flaggers says it represents soldiers who die for an honorable cause. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.